Think back to a time in your life when you saw a bird that piqued your interest and made you want to learn more about birds. Maybe it was the bird's colorful feathers or the way it sang that resonated with you. That is your spark bird. For this month's Chirp Chat, Lake Effect's Excret Nunez asked listeners to share the moment they discovered their spark bird. We'll hear 7 different birders talk about these special birds, starting with Excret.
Hi, my name is Excret Nunez, and I'm a producer for Lake Effect and the host of Chirp Chat. And my spark bird is the mourning dove. You've probably heard it and you've probably seen it, but it's this light gray dove with black specks on its feathers and has these blue eyelids. It also makes a distinct cooing sound that I especially love to hear in the evening time when I'm out for a walk. But this bird is really special to me because it reminds me of the summers I spent with my grandparents in Nevada. I would spend a lot of my summer sitting outside on my porch with my grandpa and my grandma, and this pair of doves would nest in our porch light every summer. We spent so much time just watching the mourning doves fly up and down, building their nests with pine needles or small twigs. And it was just a really special time in my life that I look back on a lot. I always enjoyed listening to my grandpa talk to me about all the different birds and animals that lived around us. So this time in my life made me feel closer to my grandparents, but also closer to nature. My grandparents have passed since then, but similarly to how some people connect cardinals to their loved ones that have passed, that's what mourning doves mean to me. So anytime I see a pair of mourning doves, it reminds me of my grandparents and how they're looking out for me and watching for me. And so caring for these birds and being interested in them got me interested in wanting to learn more about other birds and caring about them too. And so that's also why I started Chirp Chat, and it's been really nice to have a full circle moment and really become the birder I want to be, and to get out there and get to know other birders too. So thank you to everyone who shared their spark bird story with me for this episode of Chirp Chat. It's really been such a treat to hear how birds are special to your life. So with that, we'll now hear a few of those stories, starting with Izora Gross, a 7-year-old from the south side of Milwaukee.
Hello, my name's Izora, and the bird I'm going to talk about is cardinals. I saw them in my backyard today, and they're so cool of the red fur and the red beautiful face. In the front of the face, they have an orange beak so you can see the mouth. In the moonlight, it's beautiful in the night. When you ever see a cardinal at your front yard or back, you might see them in morning, noon, or night. Goodbye.
My name is Rita Flores Wiskowski, and I'm from South Milwaukee. I actually have 2 spark birds, and one of them is more honest than the next. My really cool spark bird that I mostly tell people is a great horned owl, but if I want to be honest, my real spark bird is a house sparrow. As a kid, that's what I noticed. That's what I paid attention to. When we had to do a project for school, I picked the house sparrow and I did some research at the local library and found a book on them. And so that's really my spark bird. Well, the house sparrow, they're a non-native bird, and so they're not very well liked here. They're just kind of a drab little kind of brownish and grays and things, and the male can be kind of pretty in a way with his dark bib, and you know, and they're everywhere, and they're just, you know, they're loud and they're chitty, and you know, I've gone back and forth. As a kid, I loved them, and then I learned that I wasn't supposed to, so I stopped. And I'm back there to loving them, because even though I understand the destruction that they can do, I also understand that there's kids like me who the only access they have to maybe birds and nature is just in their yard and in the bushes that surround their homes. And so it's accessible, the house sparrows, and they're kind of fun and cute if you don't know any better. So that's why I still have an appreciation, or I have one again, of the house sparrow.
Hello, my name is Yishai Bloom. I am 17 years old and I live in Madison. I was the ABA Young Bird of the Year in 2023 last year. My spark bird is the Baltimore Oriole, Icteris galbula. The Baltimore Oriole is an amazing bird that is bright orange. It's a neotropical migrant, which means we get them in the summer and they spend the winter in Central and South America. And they're a real treat to see returning every year. My first experience with the Baltimore Oriole came when I was 7 years old. I decided to visit a bird bedding station to see what they were doing because I was super interested in birds already and I really wanted to see how people do science on birds. So I spent the day at the station and there were very few birds all day, except at the last minute the only bird that we got was a beautiful bright male Baltimore Oriole. And so the station leaders banded the bird and they gave it to me to hold and release when they were done. And so I got to spend this beautiful moment holding this absolutely magnificent bird. That was my first time holding any animal, especially a bird. And so I let it go and I watched it fly away. And that was a really amazing moment for me. And I think it's what really started me on the path to becoming a big birder. And now I still do bird bedding. I am a member of the Biocore Prairie Bird Observatory, where I spend weekends over the summer banding birds, including Baltimore Orioles, and helping with banding operations. And really, it's come full circle for me. And I think that's really special, and it means a lot to me. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Kathy from Pewaukee. I enjoy watching the variety of birds that come to my feeder and bird bath. But the identity of one bird always had me wondering, who sings that distinct song? I would hear its song most mornings. Turns out it's an eastern wood pewee. I haven't seen it yet, but I'll keep looking.
My name is Sierra Talavero. I am from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and now I live in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And my spark bird is the white ibis. So the white ibis is this beautiful bird, almost like knee height. And it has this beautiful curved orange bill, I would say, that they use to kind of dig into the ground, especially when it's wet. But it's just almost like an odd looking bird, honestly. But usually they're white with like black tips. And just almost looks like a chicken when it walks a little bit. But it's a beautiful bird. I was actually on the campus of my alma mater, Bethune-Cookman University. It's a historical black college in Daytona Beach, Florida. And I was actually walking to one of my classes in the science building. And it was actually a little bit raining that day, but they would come out and be on the fields in groups at a time and picking through the grass. And so me being from Milwaukee, to this new tropical paradise of Florida, I'm like, what are those? And so I would watch them all the time. And so ultimately I just got the nerve to be like, you know what, I'm just going to look them up. And that's when I found out that they were called white ibis. So that kind of like sparked my whole inquiry about a lot of, honestly, the birds around me, because just that alone, just that kind of Google search alone helped me identify other birds around me. So because again, being from Milwaukee, a lot of the birds that are in Florida, we don't have them up here. And so it just kind of like sparked my interest of like, well, what's that? And what's that? And it was kind of a domino effect from there. And so here I am years later, a bird nerd to the core.
Excrete, hello, this is Chuck. I live in the River West neighborhood. And I lead a monthly Art of Birding walk at Linden Sculpture Garden in Milwaukee. I grew up in West Michigan, outside of Grand Rapids, and have lived a few other places around the country where my spark bird always seemed to precede me. A woodpecker called the Northern Flicker was my first bird to come alive from the pages of an old field guide. We have 7 different kinds of woodpecker in this part of the Great Lakes. Most of them don't migrate, but the flicker heads south for winter to look for ants. Flickers really stand out when they arrive back in March and April. They have a bright red crescent on the slate gray back of their head, and the males have a heavy black mustache. Males and females both have a dense black bib on their tan chest. They have these stylish stripes on their back and large painterly spots on their front. From a distance, they might look kind of plain, except for their unique shape and large size, but they show a flashing white patch on their behind when they fly off. I remember as a teenager, the spring morning, I saw a group of them feeding on a neighbor's lawn. I thought they looked so exotic and rare, and yet their name popped right into my head from poring over illustrations in my grandpa's bird books as a kid. I remember when I was a young poet in my 20s living in Colorado, seeing a flicker manifest itself from a haiku-like Gary Snyder poem, which goes, "Through the white spot of a flicker, receding through cedar, fluttering red surveyor's tapes, through trees, the dark woods." Out west, the flickers show red under their wings and a red mustache. Here, the feather shafts are yellow, though red and yellow shafted flickers are both the same species. Like with the bird books, the poem alerted me first, then came the beautiful real-life bird. I remember later in my 20s, the first spring I lived in big, windy Chicago, seeing a flicker in a wooded cemetery on Easter weekend and feeling like I might make a home there. Here in Milwaukee, they were one of my most welcome sights and sounds of the year.
We just heard from seven different birders from across Wisconsin, sharing their spark bird stories. That story was produced by Lake Effect's Excret Nunez for a monthly series we call Chirp Chat. At WUWM.com, you can hear more of this audio collage and find last month's Chirp Chat all about Wisconsin's raptors.